Okay, today's daf is Brachot Daf Nun Hey. We're at the bottom of Nun Dalet on the bet. Two dots. Ve'amar Yehuda. Shlosh Dvarim Hamarich Behen Marichin Yama Veshnotav. There are three things that if you extend them, then they will extend your days and your years. Shel Adam, of a person's life. Hamarich Betzvilato Vamarich Al Shulchanu Vamarich Betekise. It's one who extends his davening, one who extends his meal, and one who extends in the bathroom. Vamarich Betzvilato Maliotohi Me'al Yutahi. If someone who extends his davening, a good thing. Vamar Bechia Bar Abba Amar Yochanan Kol Amarich Betzvilato Ma'ayin Ba Sof Baladekei Blev. Anyone who extends davening and expects it to come true, expects him to receive what he asks for, he's just going to come to heartache. Shneimar tochelet mushecha. Mimushacha, machala, lev. That someone who has an extended davening, tochelet is melashon tefila. You have an extended davening, you're going to come to a pain of the heart. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, shlosh dvarim mazkirin avonotav shel adam. Furthermore, there are three things that recall the averas, the transgressions of a person before Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'elohen. These are those three things. Kir natoy, a rickety wall, meaning walking in a makom sakana, walking in a dangerous place. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and says, what are you doing walking in a dangerous place? Are you so confident that your schuyot are so great that you're not going to be subject to the dangers here? Well, you know, I can mention a couple things you've done wrong. Ve'iyun tefila, and expecting your tefila to be answered, right? Similarly, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, what audacity do you have to expect that your tefillah is going to be answered? I don't have to say yes to you. Umusar din chaver l'shamayim. And someone who asks Kadosh Baruch Hu, say, look at all the things that he's doing wrong. You should punish him. Because in that process, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to look into you too, and he's going to reveal some of your averas as well. Halo kasha. But this isn't difficult. This is not a difficulty, that which we mentioned. One, in a positive light extending your tefillah, and one in a negative light extending your tefillah. Had ma'ayin ba, had lo ma'ayin ba. You can make an easy distinction between when you expect the tefillah to come true, and when you do not necessarily expect the tefillah to be answered. V'heichi avid, but how is he supposed to do that? Meaning it's a natural consequence of having extended a long davening. You expect that. It's such a wonderful, you know, great, a powerful davening. It's probably going to come true because I davened so well. Demafish barachmi. No, you have to focus on the aspect of when you're davening, you should extend your davening, but instead of focusing on how nice you're davening, how beautiful it is, and how ra'oi it is to be answered, you should be focused on, wow, how much do I need the mercy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How dependent am I on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy for everything? V'amarech al shulchano, one who extends his meal at his table, dilma ati ania v'yayivle, because perhaps a poor person is going to come in, and then you're going to be able to give him food. So if you eat a quick meal, then the likelihood of you helping poor people is very slim, but if you extend your meal so that poor people will be able to come by, that's why it extends your days. Tichtiv, as it's written, Hamizbeach eats shalosh amot gavoah. Uchtiv ideber eli zeh shulchan. So asher lifnei Hashem. Right in the beginning of the pasuk, we're talking about the mizbeach, the altar, and then we're talking about the shulchan. How do we get from one to the other? Meaning, it's in reference to the same thing. Even patach mizbeach v'sayim b'shulchan. We started out talking about the mizbeach, we ended up talking about the shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amritar Vayu, kol zman shebetem gadash kriyam mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael, v'chav shulchan shel adam mechaper alav. And the Beit HaMikdash was around, so the Mizbeach, the altar, would mechaper on Klal Yisrael. But now that there is no Mizbeach, what's going to be mechaper? What's going to atone for the transgressions of Klal Yisrael? A person's shulchan. How is a table going to atone for your transgressions? Rather, extend the time of your meal so that you can offer food to poor people. That's going to be an atonement for your transgressions. V'hamarech v'beit kiseh, one who extends his time in the Beit HaKiseh. In the bathroom, mal yutahi, is that a good thing? V'atani, then we learn in the Braita, asara dvarim v'yad adam l'day tachtonio. There are 10 things that could bring a person to have hemorrhoids. So one who eats the leaves of bulrush and grape leaves and spindrels of grapes murge behema and the palate or the tongue of animals v'shidro shel dag the spine of a fish v'dag maliach. I said maliach, not maluach. Chad shayim shalosh. The dag maliach, right? Salty fish she'eno mevushal kol tzorko, that's not cooked in its entirety. V'ashota shomre yain, and one who drinks wine dregs v'mekane b'seed, and one who wipes himself with lime b'charasid or with clay b'mekaneach b'tzuror shkenech b'chavero, or one who wipes himself with a stone that previously his friend used v'yesh omrim afatol atzmo b'dekise yoter midai, and those who say that one who squats in a bathroom in a toilet too much time. Lo kasha, it's not a difficulty, even though in one brito we reference spending an extended period of time in the bathroom is in a positive light and one in a negative light, still they're not contradictory. Hadamarech v'tali, hadamarech v'lo tali. One is when you spend a long time in the bathroom and you're squatting, that's difficult for you. But if you're not squatting, that's not going to be difficult for you, and that's dafka healthy for you. Giha da amra le hahu matronita la Yehuda bar Eli. And that which the noblewoman said to, a certain noblewoman said to Yehuda bar Eli, panecha domim magad lechazirim lemalave meribi. Your face is similar to those who raise pigs, or have pig farms, or who land with interest. Those people have a very easy time making a lot of money, and they seem more relaxed, or they seem, you know, fuller in the face. You believe me, actually both of those things are usher to me. So why is it that I look so relaxed or so calm, or why is it that I look like I'm someone who makes a very easy living? There are 24 bathrooms in between my house and the Beit Midrash, and when I go to the Beit Midrash, I go into every single one of those bathrooms. That's why my face looks the way that it does. There are three things that shorten the days and the years of a person's life. They gave him a Sefer Torah to read from it, and he doesn't read from the Sefer Torah. They gave him a kosher bracha, but he doesn't make a bracha on it. And someone who acts superior to those around him. How do we know that it's someone who is given a Sefer Torah to read and he doesn't read it is going to shorten his days? It's written, says about the Torah, that it is your life and the length of your days. So if you miss opportunities or pass up on opportunities to learn Torah, that's going to shorten your days. Kosher bracha levarech ve'enum varech dichtiv. How do we know about kosher bracha? Ve'arvecha mevarechecha. Right? The one who blesses, I will bless. Right? So if you pass up the opportunity, give a blessing, you're not going to be blessed. How do we know about someone who acts superior to the ones around him? Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because he acts superior to them. There are three things that if you want to get these things, you need to ask for rachamim. You're not going to get them easily. It's going to be only by the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Tov, a good king. Shana tova, a good year, v'chalom tov, and a good dream. Melech tov t'chdiv, palgei mayim lev, melech b'yad Hashem. Right? And a good king, because it's written that the heart of a king and the tithes, they're all in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? That if you want a good king, it's all in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. Shana tova t'chdiv, tamid einei Hashem elkecha, bamarish l'shana, v'arachare Hashana. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is always looking at the year, planning it out from beginning to end. If you want a good year, you have to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy. Chalom tov, a good year, t'chdiv, v'tachlimeinu v'achiyeini. Right? To, and you heal me and you give me life. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tachlimeini is similar etymologically to Chalom, which is a dream. So we associate having a good dream with something that you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Amar B'Yochanan, Shlosha Dvarim Machriz Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. There are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself decrees. Ve'eluhen, these are them. Ra'av, V'sova, V'parnes Tov. A famine or years of plenty, or a good communal leader, a good leader for the community. Ra'av, Dichtiv. How do we know famine? Ki kara Hashem L'Rav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees a famine. Sova dichti vegarati ala dagan verbeti oto. And plenty, as it's written, that I called to the wheat and I made it plentiful. Parnes tov, and a leader for the community, dichti veyom rashem moshe le mor rekarati vishem itzalel. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I have called out in the name of Bezalel. A little bit of a dafyomi coincidence there, as we're reading Parsha Terumah that talks about the construction of the Mishkan, Bezalel being the architect for the Mishkan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out in the name of Bezalel to be the partners for the Tzibor. Amar Yitzchak, Ein Mamidin Partis Ala Tzibor, Elim Kein Nimlachim Tzibor. And you're not supposed to appoint that leader of the community unless he is wanted by the community. Shemar Ukra Hashem B'Shem Bezalel, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe Agunu Lecha Bezalel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe, Moshe, what do you think about Bezalel? Do you like him? Do you want him? Amar Lo, Rebbe Noshe Olam. Moshe says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he's good for you, then all the more so he's good for me. Lech and more lehem. So he says, even still, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, please go to Klal Yisrael and ask them the same question. Halach ve'amar lem leYisrael. So Moshe asks for Klal Yisrael the same thing. Hagun alechem Bezalel. Is Bezalel an appropriate leader for you? Amar lo, im lefanei Kadosh Baruch Hu v'lefanecha hu hagun lefaneinu l'koshken. Moshe, if before Kadosh Baruch Hu and before you, Bezalel is an appropriate leader, an appropriate person for this job, then for us, all the more so. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yochanan Bezalel al shem chachutoni kra. Bezalel is actually called for because of his wisdom. That's his name comes from, is a reference to his wisdom. Shasha Amar El Kodesh Baruch Hu Limoshe Lich Emor L'Btzalel Aseli Mishkan Aram V'Kelim. The time that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Bezalel to make for me a tabernacle, an ark and vessels. Halach Moshe ve'afach v'amor lo aseh Aron Kelim Mishkan. So Moshe actually changed around the order. He told Bezalel, you should make an ark and vessels and tabernacle. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu manigosh lo olam adam boneh Minigoshal Olam, Adam, Bone, Bait, Vacharkach, Machnis, Docho, Kalim. His words are the way of the world is that a person builds a house and then he puts vessels in it. Vata, Omer, Aseli, Aron, Mikalim, Mishkan. Right? And now you're telling me I should make an ark and then vessels and only after the tabernacle? Kalim, Shani Osei, Lechanachnisam. But one second, the vessels that I'm making, where am I supposed to put them? Shemekach, Amarlacha, Kadishbarachu, Semishkan, Aron, Mikalim. Maybe Kadishbarachu really told you that I'm supposed to make first the tabernacle and then the ark and then the Kalim and then the vessels. Amarlo, Shema, Betzal, El Hayita Veadata. He goes, you know how you must have, how you knew that a Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that? Because you are in the shade of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Betzal El. Betzal El is Betzal El. You're in the shade of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you know exactly what he's thinking. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rab, Yodea Ya Betzal El, Tzaref Otiot, Shenivru, Behen, Shemaim, Ba'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alpi Kabbalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, used the otiot, the letters of the Aleph Bet, and from them created the world, from them created everything in existence. I won't go into exactly what that means, not that I can explain exactly what that means or even know, but the main point is Bezalel apparently knew how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these things. K'tiv Hacha, as it's written here, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled Bezalel with the following three things: Chochma, wisdom, Tvuna, understanding, Da'at, knowledge, V'chtivatam, and it's written there by in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem B'chochma said Aretz, Hashem created the land with Chachma, and it says by Bezalel that he had Chachma. Konen Shemaim, he prepared the Shemaim b'tzivuna, with understanding, and it says by Bezalel that he had Tzivuna. V'chtiv b'dato ta'amot nikvu, and he created the Tehomot with Da'at. So the three things Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the universe with, Bezalel had, in which case Bezalel must have known the Yisod of Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Kadosh Baruch Hu noten Chachma, ela mi sheyesh bo Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give Chachma only to people, he only gives Chachma to the people who already have Chachma. Shneimar, yav Chachmata lechachiman, v'minada liyade bina. Right, I will give wisdom to those who have wisdom, and I'll give knowledge to those who understand knowledge. The point is, you have to work very, very hard to get there. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give tremendous knowledge as some free gift. You work very hard, and you learn, and you study, and you mitbonen, and then he kind of just puts the icing on top, and he gives you a little bit of extra. Shamar Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arva Amra Kame the Rabbi Abahu. So Rav Tachlifa heard the following statement, and he said before Rabbi Abahu, Amrle Atun Ma'atam Et Nitela Anar Me'acham Et Nitela. Right. So you learn that idea from one pasuk. We learn the same exact idea from a different pasuk. Dichtiv Ubelev Kol Chacham Lev Natati Chachma. Right. The heart of all the wise, I have given wisdom to the heart. Meaning, I give basically wisdom to the people who are already wise already. Amar Rav Chizda Kol Chalom Velo Tavat. Rav Chizda says, we're going to speak a lot about dreams now. And you should hope for any bad dream in the world, just not a dream where you're fasting in it. That is just the worst of the worst. And Rav Chizda says that a dream that is yet to be interpreted, it doesn't really even have a meaning. Meaning, it doesn't mean anything. It's like a book. It's like a letter that is yet to be read. It has no implications whatsoever. A good dream is not going to come entirely true, and a bad dream is not going to come entirely true. Maybe just parts of each. Furthermore, a bad dream is preferable to a good dream, because a bad dream is going to make you think, it's going to make you do tshuva, it's going to make you introspect, but a good dream isn't going to make you do much of anything. If you have a bad dream and it indicates something bad is going to happen to you, the sadness, the frustration, the depression that you have over that dream actually serves as your punishment, and the bad thing that you had in the dream is not actually going to happen to you, because you basically make up for it by the sadness. And if you have a good dream, similarly, if a good dream, something good is going to happen to you, you're going to be so happy and so rejoiceful over the good dream that you had that actually becomes your reward. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Chamatava Afil Ladidi Bidichote Mafchale. Right? So Rabbi Yosef, who is blind, who can't really see very much, doesn't really get much hanaf from this world, he says, even for me, even for my dreams, I get so much hana from them that they actually constitute the reward that the dream actually promised me, the hana that I get just from having a good dream. Rav Chizda says that a bad dream is harsher than lashes, or at least more effective in a sense than lashes. Kadosh Baruch Hu did something so that we would fear from him. Right? That's a bad dream. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made us afraid of him. Through our bad dreams, it's even harsher. It's even, it does more to us than lashes. What? Hanavi Yasher Ito Chalom Isaper Chalom. So Navi comes with his own dream. He's going to talk about his dream. Vasher Dvarai Ito Yidaber Dvarai Emet. And he comes with my words. He's going to speak the Emet of my words, the truth of my words. Malateven et habar Neum Hashem. What is the Teven? What is the shaft? And what is the grain I don't understand. How did we start talking about chalomot and we ended up talking about grain and chaff that the Navi is talking about? So we're talking about Dvar Hashem. What does grain and chaff have anything to do with this? Ela Amar Yochanan Mishum Rishum Ben Yochai Kshem She Efshar Lebar Below Tevin Kach Efshar Lechalom Below Dvar Metelim. It's a metaphor, just like you cannot have a pile of proper wheat without any chaff mixed in. So too you can't have a full dream without any arbitrary insignificant details mixed into that dream that aren't actually going to happen. Part of the dream can come true, but the entirety of the dream will never come true. Yosef, we learned that from Yosef. So Yosef has a dream about the sun and the moon and the stars bowing down to him. Right, and the sun and the moon are reference to his mother and father. But his mother was dead at that point; she wasn't going to be bowing down to him. And therefore, we see from Yosef's dream that even though most of it came true, a small detail of it wasn't going to come true. Right, you can anticipate that a good dream is still going to happen to you. Once you had a good dream, you can still anticipate that it's going to come true for 22 years. How do you know? Minalan mi Yosef. We learn it from Yosef. Dichtiv el todu Yaakov Yosef ben Tzrase Shana v'gomer v'chtiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana v'mlof ne Paro. At what age was Yosef when we first are introduced to him? He's 17 years old. That's when he had the dreams. And he came before Paro at 30. Min shivsere ad tlatin kama havei tlatsere. Gomer gives us a little bit of math lesson. It says, between 17 and 30, how many are there? There are 13. V'shev disavai v'tarti dekanva ha'chav bet. And then you add in 7 years of plenty and 2 years of famine until the brothers came down. That's 22. So Yosef waited and anticipated seeing his dreams come true for 22 years. Amar Rav Huna al-Adam, the dreams that said his brothers were going to bow down to him. Amar Rav Huna al-Adam, Tov. Adam Tov, Ein Marin Lo Chalom Tov. Adam Ra, Ein Marin Lo Chalom Ra. A good person doesn't see good dreams, and a bad person doesn't see bad dreams. Then in Yachis, we learn a brayta. Hachi Kol Shnotav Shel David Lo Ra Chalom Tov. Kol Shnotav Shel Achitofel Lo Ra Chalom Ra. All the days of David Melch, he never saw a good dream in his entire life. And Achitofel, who gave very wicked counsel and helped Avshalom rebel against David, he never saw a bad dream his entire life. Rev Hachti Lo To Una Alecha Ra. But isn't it written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to visit upon the righteous people bad? Famar of Chizner. I'm a Rav, and this is in the name of Rav Yirmiya. What is that? Bar Abba, the son of Abba. That you're not going to have bad dreams, you're not going to have bad hirurim. And furthermore, you're not going to have any afflictions come toward your tent. That when you come back from a long journey, you're not going to encounter a situation where your wife is a safek nida your first day back. Right? So we have this issue wherein we suggest that a tzaddik is only going to see bad dreams, but we just said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give tzaddikim bad dreams, doesn't visit bad things upon them. Rather, what do we answer? No, it's not that they see, the tzaddik doesn't see the bad dreams. Other people see the bad dreams about the tzaddik. Now, why would it be the case that tzaddikim would only have bad dreams milachachila, and Rishayim would only have good dreams milachachila? Because the tzaddikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be very, very careful with them, that they're always on their toes, that they're never too comfortable, and they're always going to be very careful about what they do. V'chilo chaza ihu maliyota. But 1 second. But he doesn't see it himself. Is that a good thing? Because now we have an issue. If only Rishayim get good dreams, then Tzadikim don't get good dreams. But Tzadikim also don't get bad dreams, in which case they don't have dreams at all. Now, if we're saying that it's a good thing that Tzadikim don't have dreams, to sleep 7 days without a dream is called bad. We saw that earlier in the Sechta, Shneemar, Sova Yalin Bal Yafgid Ra, Tikra Sova Ela Sheva. So if you read that pasuk as Sheva, what you get is 7 you will sleep, v'sheva yalin, you sleep for 7, ba leifkod, and you were not visited. What visits you in your sleep? That's a dream. Ra, that is bad. It's bad if you sleep for 7 days and aren't visited by a dream. In which case, if a tzaddik doesn't have a good dream, doesn't have a bad dream, then doesn't have any dreams, and that's bad. El achikamar, lechaza, lo yada, my chaza. No, he had a dream, he just doesn't remember what he dreamt. That's what tzaddikim have. Amar Huna Bar Ami Amar Rav Padat Amar Rabbi Yochanan Haroa Cholom V'Nasha Agumal Yelech V'Yitrenu B'fnei Shlosha. Right, if someone has a dream and he's disturbed over it, he should go to 3 people and they should interpret it for him. Yiftirenu V'Amar Rav Chizda Chama Lelo Mivshar Kigar Telo Mikra. But before he gets that interpretation, it doesn't mean anything. We said that an uninterpreted dream is like a letter that's never been written. It doesn't have any implications for you. Why would he go to them? Who cares if he had a bad dream? Ela Ema Yitrenu B'fnei Shlosha. No, you go to 3 people to turn it into a good dream. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything just yet, but they can make it into a good dream, right? How so? Right? So you bring 3 people before you and say, I had a good dream, or you had a good dream, and they said, yeah, and it's going to be good for you. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it good. 7 times over, it's going to be good for you. Right? And the heavens should decree upon you that it's going to be, that you're only going to have good. Right? And then it'll be good. Meaning, you go with this dream, dream. You don't know what it means. It's disturbing you. So they tell you over and over and over again, you had a good dream. It's only going to be good. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it good. The Shemaim is going to make it good. And then you have a good dream because the dream follows interpretation. And they are interpreting it very positively. You have to say three psukim that pertain to turning bad ideas into good ideas, bad things into good things. Right? That's hafuchot, transitions. V'shalosh peduyot, and three things that reference redemption, and three psukim that reference shalom. So what are those things? Shalosh hafuchot, three transitions from bad to good. Havachta mitzvidin l'choli, right? You turned my hesped, my mourning into dancing. You took off my sackcloth and you girded me with rejoicing. Right? And then the maidens will dance, and the elder and the younger men, yachdav, they'll celebrate. And furthermore, I turned their mourning into rejoicement. That's the second pasuk that deals with turning something bad into something good. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to Bilam when he tried to curse the Jewish people, and he changed. What did he change? He changed the Bilam's curse into a bracha. These are three bad things HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed into good things. And so when you come before three people with a dream that is disturbing you, you say these three things such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn the bad dream into a good dream or into a good interpretation. Three things to talk about redemption. You redeem my soul from in peace from amongst me. The redeemed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return. Will Yonatan be put to death after he led this tremendous salvation? Yonatan, story in Shmuel Aleph, basically Yonatan saves all of Klal Yisrael, and he does unbelievable things in Milchama, but he violated an explicit commandment of Shaul, which the punishment was death, that he didn't realize that he was doing. And the army said to Shaul, are you going to put Yonatan to death after he just saved us all in battle? Shalosh, Shlomo. Three things to talk about peace. Right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates our lips, and it says shalom shalom to the far and to the near, and he heals them. So that's the first pasuk talks about shalom. Veruach lavsha et Amshai. Right, this is a spirit that visited upon Amshai in David HaMelech, who was a soldier of David HaMelech, and he led a great battle. V'amarta ko lachai ata shalom v'itcha shalom. Right, such the success that you're experiencing now should continue, and you should be at peace, and your house should be at peace. Those are the three psukim that talk about peace. Amemar, Marzutra. I mean, you say all these things that kind of make you interpret your dream positively in order to make it a positive outcome. Amemar, Marzutra, Rav Ashi, Abu Yati, Ba'adei Adade. Right, three great rabbis. They're all sitting together. Amri Kol Chad V'Chad Minan Lema Milta Delo Shama Leila Chavre. So they said, you know what? Let's play a fun game. Everyone has to say something that none of us have heard before. Patach Aminai. So one of them pipes up and says the following. V'Amar Haiman DeChaza Chalma V'Lo Yada Mai Chaza Likum Kame Kane. Someone who has a dream and doesn't know what it means. It could be good, it could be bad, but he's not sure. So he should get up in front of the Kohanim at the time they're doing Birat Kohanim. The parsi yadav v'leima hachi, and he said the following: ani shelcha v'chalamti shelcha. I'm yours, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti ben yudei amahu. I dreamt a dream. I don't know what it means. Ben shechalamti ani laatzmi, ben shechalamti li lechaver, ben shechalamti alacher. Whether it was my dream on myself, or my friend's dream about me, or my dream about my friends. Im tovim chazak chazkam v'mat. If it's a good dream, right? Well, please strengthen them. Let them happen. Kechalamutav shel Yosef, just like Yosef's dream. Bim tzvichim refu. And if they need refuah, please heal them. Kimei Miriba al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu uKimiria mitzarata, as you were mitaken the bitter waters in Meriva by Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, and you healed Miriam from her tzarat, uKichizkiyahu mecholio, as you healed Chizkiyahu when he was sick, uKimei Yericho al yidei Elisha, and you fixed the waters of Yericho by Elisha's hand, uKshem shavachta klalat Bilam Arasha lebracha, right, and just how you turned the curse of Bilam Arasha into a bracha, can afoch kol chmatai letova. Please do the same for my dreams and make them all good, just like you changed all the bad of the past to good. Misayim ba'adei kani, dani tzibur amen. And you should finish exactly when the kohanim are finishing the birkat kohanim. That way, the entire tzibur says amen with you. Elo, but what if you finish too early? Lema achi, you say the following. Adir b'morom shechem gevura. Right, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu was up in Shemayim and he's dwelling in greatness. Ata shalom, mashimcha shalom. You are peace, and your name is peace. Yirtzom v'necha shetasim aleinu shalom. May it be your will that you place upon us peace. You say that, and then hopefully you end at the exact same time. The kohanim are are finished. That way the rest of the congregation says amen. Patach idach. So the second one answered and he said as follows. Somebody goes to a new town and he's concerned of an ayin hara. Now an ayin hara is either, you know, a spiritual force of some kind, or it's just other people are looking at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. You don't want to attract too much negative attention to yourself. Then bad things are going to happen. Their actions are going to ensue. It's a very logical thing. We're going to see support for that in the next few lines. Limkot zakva dide demina biyade dismola v'zakva diada dismola biyade demina. Put your right thumb in your left hand, your left thumb in your right hand. And you say the following. Ana ploni bar ploni. I am ploni the son of ploni mizera Yosef, who is a descendant of Yosef katina de lo shalta be ina bisha, for upon whom the ayin hara does not have any control. Shneimar is drin ben porat Yosef ben porat ale ayin. Right, the charming son Yosef, the charming son who is ale ayin. Al tikri ale ayin ole ayin. Don't read that it's ale ayin. Rather, he's beyond the ayin. Right, he's above the ayin hara. The ayin hara does not have any effect on Yosef. Rabbi Yosef chanina amar me'acha. How do we know that the evil eye has no effect on Yosef? Right? What does it mean that you should be like the fish of the sea? I mean, you should multiply like the fish of the sea, but on land. Right? What does that mean? That you're like the fish in the sea, and that you're covered by water. And the fish of the sea, because they're covered by water, the ayin hara, no one can see them. The ayin hara doesn't have any control over them. So the descendants of Yosef have no ayin hara. V'dachil me'ina bisha delay. What if you're concerned about your own ayin hara, meaning how you're seeing other people? You're going to be jealous of them. You're going to have negative thoughts towards them. What should you do? Right? You should look down at your left nostril, meaning just don't look too far ahead of you. Just look, you know, focus, you know, on your nose and don't look around you, and then you won't see anyone negatively. Patach idach va'amre. So the third one answered and said, "Hi, mande chalish yoma kama lo ligli yeched lo litra mazle." Right? Someone who becomes sick the first day, don't start talking about it. That's just going to make you more sick. Right? You might get better, but the second you start talking about it, it's just going to make you more sick. Mikan ve'elach, but after one day, if you haven't gotten better legally, you should let people know about it. Kiado Rava havechalish yom akama lo migle kan ve'elach amar le'shama epuk achri is Rava chalash. So the first day that Rava would get sick, he wouldn't tell anyone. But if he remained sick for a second day, he would tell his servant, "Please go announce that Rava is sick." Manda rachim leli bayale rachim. And the people who like me, they're going to ask for mercy for me. Umandasani li lachdili. Right? And the people who don't like me, so they'll rejoice. V'chtiv. And it's written, "Benafoli bechal tismach." You're not supposed to rejoice when your enemies fall. Ubekishalo al yigili becha. Right? And with their stumbles, you shouldn't. Your heart shouldn't rejoice. Pen yirashe. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see it. Rabbi Eina, but it's going to be bad. Right, and he's going to respond to you in anger. Meaning, either way, it's a win-win for me. They like me, they ask for mercy. If they don't like me, they're going to rejoice, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back for it. Shmuel, ki havachaze chal mavisha. What would Shmuel say when he had a bad dream? Amar v'chalomot hashav yidaberu. He would say, "Yeah, but all chalomot, all dreams, they're all nonsense. They're all lies." Right. So he had a bad dream. So he said, "Yeah, they're all lies. I don't have to care about them." Ki havachaze chal matalfa. But what would Shmuel say when he had a good dream? Amar v'chiyach chalomot hashav yidaberu. Right. Then he would say like a question. Meaning initially he would say like a statement, like, "Oh yeah, all dreams are lies." And then when he had a good dream, he wanted it to be true. He'd say like a question, like, "Oh, and are all dreams lies?" "No, they're true." In which case, it's good that I had a good dream. V'achti, but wait, isn't it written, "V'chalom adaber bo," the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send messages through dreams. How can you say they're all lies? Rava contradicted two, who contrasted two psukim, one to the other, in order to learn the following message. K'tiv v'chalom adaber po, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to speak to dreams. K'tiv v'chalom adashav yidaberu, that dreams are all lies. Lo kashin, this isn't difficult to kani de malach, kani de shef. Right? One is talking about when a malach presents this dream. One is talking about when a shade, when a demon presents this dream. That's how you reconcile between the two psukim. Amar biza bar zavda, amar b'akiva, amar panda, amar b'dachon, amar b'ira, mishum zakin echad, umanu rabbana. Right? So Rabbana was you know, an elder Torah scholar. Everyone said it in his name. Right, there were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. One time I had a dream and I went to every single one of them. And this guy told me it meant this, and this guy told me that. No, none of their interpretations lined up. And yet they all came true. Every single interpretation that I got, they all come true. To be mekayim, that which is said. All dreams go after the interpretation of the dream. Atu kol cholom holchim achar hapeh karahu in ukidu Rabbi Elazar, da'am Rabbi Elazar. Meaning, wait, is that a pasuk? Kol cholomot holchim achar hapeh, that which all dreams go according to the interpretation, that's a pasuk? Yeah, it's a pasuk, right? As Rabbi Elazar quotes in the name, as Rabbi Elazar quotes How do you know that all dreams just go after their interpretation? Shneimar, as it's written, Vehika Sher Patar Lanu Ken Haya. Right? As Yosef, as Sarah Mashkim saying about Yosef, just as he interpreted for us, that's how it was. He interpreted it, and that's how it was. Amarava Vehude Mifshar Le Me'en Chalme. Right? As long as the interpretation you're giving sounds like your dream, you can't just completely make this stuff out of nowhere. Right? Shneimar, Ish Kichalamo Patar. He interpreted the dream Kichalamo. It was very similar to the dream itself. It was very clear where he got this interpretation from, right? Vayar sar ha'ofim mina yada. So apparently the baker was able to identify that Yosef got the interpretation correct by the sar ha'mashkim. How did he do that? Right? They didn't just have their own dream. They also had the interpretation of their friend's dream. That's how he knew if he was right. If you wake up and you had a pasuk in your mouth, right, that is a small nevuah of Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the following. There are three types of dreams that will come true. Chalom shel shachrit, chalom shel shachrit, right? A chalom that you have right in the morning, right as you're waking up. Chalom shel chalom lo chavero, and a dream that your friend had about you. V'chalom sheniftar b'tochalom, and chalom where you have the interpretation of the dream within the dream. V'yesh omrim av chalom shenishna, and there are those who say even a dream that repeats itself. Shneimar v'alashnuda chalom, on the repetition of the dream. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein marin lo la'adam ela mehurere libo. A dream only just says what's on your heart. It doesn't tell you to teach you anything new. It doesn't teach you any crazy chidushim. It's just a reflection of what you're thinking about during the day. Shneimar ant malka rayonach al mishkavach sleiku. Right, you're just going to see the rayonot, the ideas that you have on your bed. Alternatively, mehacha, you say from here, rayonei libcha tenada, right? The ideas of your heart, you're going to be told. Amar rava teida delo machve leinish lo dikla dava velo pile deale bekufa machta. You wondering why people don't see golden palm trees and elephants passing through eyes of needles in their dreams, because they've never seen it in real life. You're only going to see things in your dream that you saw in real life, because it's a reflection of your experience during the day.